and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes Headquarters. A day 410. How are we all doing? Oh, been a bit of a busy day here. All will be revealed. Is the chat actually open yet, Mike?
Yeah, the chat's open.
Oh, well done.
Day 35. Oh, Jonathan's listening.
You're playing with young Jonathan's mind, you
yeah.
mean?
Yeah, no, he says day 35.
No, it's 410
now. We are live.
Now.
We are live. It says so. I've got a problem here. Oh, they're back now.
What is?
Oh, some are missing. Some of the images.
He's broken Tesco, by the way.
On Tesco's website.
Yes, he's broken Tesco.
Yeah, it's the important stuff. It's the chocolate.
Oh, no. That's a calamity.
It is.
Hello, Simon. Congratulations. Hello, Jonathan. Hello, Renee. CQ, Deb. Day 35. Good grief. Wasn't that April last year? Oh, my.
That was
hello, Tony. Is Tony off work early?
75 days ago.
Yes, Mike. We can all do the maths. Poor boy. He's had a stressful day. Anyway, Tony, have you finished work early? This is what we need to know. Calamity's already. Oh, trust me. Not even started yet. Now, really, I need to do something. So I'm in the middle of something. So I didn't get all my work done today. Oh, no. I'm bad, aren't I? I'm very, very bad.
Continue to payment.
Oh, he's actually checking out on Tesco's, doing it live with the gang. Oh, wow.
It's about the third time today.
Oh, you've got that far three times. Oh, it's a bit like a game then, isn't it?
There we go. No, because every time I think, oh, I forgot to put that in, then I go through the checkout again.
Oh, actually, no, I must admit, that happened to me last week with Morrison's. It didn't end well.
At least I don't have to do it in real life. Well, actually, sometimes I do. I have been known to do that in Tesco's. Go back in the store and have to queue up again.
I'm doing pretty well here now, Mike.
Shall I talk about my Mac training that I did yesterday?
Oh, yes, that was funny, wasn't it?
Yeah, I had no people to start with, and then I thought I'm going to get away with it here and get an hour off. Because it's not
how
like,
long do you have to wait?
I usually give it 10 minutes. There's no hard and fast rule, but we reckon if nobody's turned up within 10 minutes, we'll sack it off.
And I say, I always thought it was 15.
No, we've decided 10. Yeah, because we already think that a lot of them are disrespectful. Carol regularly has a moan how disrespectful it is that they don't turn up or they turn up late and they don't inform us. One of the guys, actually, I recognise his name. He's called Lucas. He's in Sweden and he's got pink hair.
Oh.
According to his team's photo. But he works on the help desk. So I thought, what are you doing here?
In
terms of, you know, isn't this a bit beneath you? But it turns out he's not a Mac user, but they have to know a bit of Mac stuff because they're supporting him. So one of the questions he asked was, when I talked about shutdown versus restart, he starts going on about how deep does it restart?
Do you know what that qualifies?
And I'm thinking, like, how deep is your love? But never mind.
No,
what's
no,
that qualifying no. as?
A Gilbert delegate.
Oh, Gilbert delegate. Yeah.
I on my very first training course ever. Well, no, I'd done training courses at work when I was working as a lawyer, but my very first paid for public freelancing gig was an introduction to PC, which included DOS in the morning. You can tell how long ago it was. And was it you that got the Gilbert delegate? Well, I called him a Gilbert. No, he was a Trevor delegate.
Yeah, you are Trevor, I Gilbert.
A Trevor delegate is a delegate that never shuts up. They talk more than you do. And that's really difficult to deal with because you can't say, do you know what, shut up. And all his colleagues were rolling their eyes because they didn't want to listen to Trevor. They wanted to listen to the training. They can listen to Trevor all week. But I coped.
Johnny wants to know if it's okay to eat bread if you cut the mould off it. Yes, it is, Johnny.
Oh, Jonathan, no.
Yeah, just eat it.
You can't, look, we can't afford to lose a MacBiter.
No.
So no, Jonathan, no.
No, especially with what's coming up.
Look, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Look after yourself, Jonathan. You're needed, dear boy.
Yeah.
Right, I need to just point at something here.
Yeah.
Do we leave that or do we... Do something with it.
Leave it.
Oh, you little giveaway, you. You still don't think it's possible.
No.
Right, okay. What time is Jonathan leaving us today? I need to know these things. Very important.
He says he knows what's happening.
Does he know what's happening?
Yes, so he's going to stay.
Fingers crossed. Right, okay, in that case, that's great. We can double bluff him. Oh, you see, if
he says he's not expecting anything.
Is it when you least expect it, Jonathan? Is it that that's happening? You see, what I'm doing is looking at something and wondering what exactly I need to do with it. Do you know what? I'm going to call it. I'm going to call it. I'm going to stop at that point. I'm going to call it at that point. And let's see how you do with that. Right. Now, obviously, I then need to do other things. Right. And to say that this is like not ready is an understatement. Talk about hot off the press.
Jonathan can tell us what's happening. How his mouldy bread is.
Oh, Jonathan. Is this a standard loaf or is it something sexy like Simon makes? Because, you know, the answer there would be different, wouldn't it? You know, if it's sexy Simon bread, I might be prepared to put up with the mould.
Deb knows what's happening tomorrow. It's order day.
It is order day.
It is, and the order's gone in, but I've still got till...
He's talking about far sexier than yours. Look at poor Mike. Because he's not buying, he's completely blank on this.
I am buying.
You're buying an iPad Pro, are you?
Oh, no.
No, you're not, Mike, no.
I'm buying mayonnaise from Tesco.
Exactly. But I've got something far sexier planned.
All right.
Oh, dear. Right, let's have a look. Cut the mould off and eat it. Oh, no.
His grandparents somehow deleted their SMTP setting without knowing. Yeah, my mother's done that.
And they can't wait until they get a Mac in 3 weeks' time. Oh, what Mac are they getting? Oh, I need to know that.
My mother thought I was wonderful. I didn't actually do anything. I just clicked OK and Outlook sprang into action.
Never apprise them how easy it is, Mike. Never do that. Right, do you know, I'm going to go with that.
Well, she texted me on the show the other night, didn't she? And she said, Outlook's not working.
Mm.
So I've no idea what it was. I think she put the wrong password in. What?
Oh, no, there it is. I was just thinking something had broken. And now is not the time to have something broken.
They're getting the old iMac after I refused to support a Windows machine.
Oh, dear. Well, at least they've got something to look forward to.
I don't know if I could start with my mother on a Mac.
Do you know, I did wonder that. Because when she next gets a new computer, I think it is really going to have to be a Mac. Thing is, I don't think she'd notice the difference. Although, we'll soon hear, won't we? Right, let's put that on there so it doesn't get overwritten. We'd soon hear about it, but
true.
I'm thinking, would she notice the mouse scrolls the other way?
Well, you just change it, don't you?
You could blow her mind completely and give her a trackpad. Mm. Mind you, I think she's got a trackpad on the laptop, so she's not too bad with it. Right, I need to do things. I'm doing things. Can you hear me doing things? Talk about multitasking.
Yeah, but she doesn't get the cloud, and Timmy wants everything in the cloud.
Timmy wants money. Money is what
Timmo,
he wants.
Timmo.
Mushrooms are fungus. Oh, that's a good point. Yes, you're quite right. Oh, Chinese on Saturday. Oh,
who's having a Chinese? Oh,
Deb's having a Chinese. We need chicken balls, Mike.
Do we?
Yeah, we do.
From down the road?
Oh, I'd love to get chicken balls from down the road, but no.
Oh, I think we've got some chicken balls, possibly.
Oh, well, there you go.
But we haven't
good.
Got any spring rolls.
Do you know, Anthony's quite right there. The wonders of IT support. Sometimes you do something really simple and the user's mighty impressed that you've solved the problem. And do you know the flip side of that, Anthony? You slog your guts out for 3 weeks trying to fix something and they're like, oh, yeah, great, thanks. I have no idea how difficult that was. So, what time is it? Has anybody read the email? Or you're not bothering? Who's read the email? Well, let's find out. Based on how many people have read the email, I will or won't post what's in the chat to post.
You have to wait 30 seconds.
They cut the mould off when rationing during the war. If it's good enough then, it's good enough now.
spring rolls.
Actually, do you know what? Do you know what happens with us? It's not bread, because obviously we don't have bread in the house, do we? Although, having said that, you can get gluten-free bread that's still in date and it's mouldy, which did happen, didn't it? And you sent it back.
Yep.
Cheese. Cheese is the nightmare here.
Don't talk to me about cheese.
Go on. What happened with cheese, Mike?
Well, you know what happened with cheese. I didn't even open it and it went mouldy. But I think that was my own fault for sticking it in the door of the fridge.
Oh, right.
Because what I ended up doing was Googling. Well, no, this is what I do. This is what I do. I Google where's the best place to store different things in the fridge. And how do you store, I don't know, cut up mushroom, and not mushrooms, cut up onions or cut up cucumber. You know,
I can give you a definitive answer to all of that, Mike.
What?
So Mike sits there and diligently Googles where stuff should be stored. This is the boy that lives in M33. In the pub car park is the answer to everything.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if it's tomatoes or chicken or anything. On the pavement outside, obviously. I didn't eat blue cheese. My mum said to me when I was a kid, she loved it, and she said, you won't eat that. And that was typical of my mother. She loved telling me what I was going to think. So for years, I didn't. And I think the first time I tried it, it was some kind of sauce we made, wasn't it?
So if you Google spring rolls, well, don't Google it. If you search for spring rolls, because you set me off then with the chicken balls in Tesco, why do you get spring force toilet tissue 9 rolls?
Oh, I have something to tell you that I didn't even do the Googles. I went to Amazon because I wanted to buy something. Oh, my word. There are things not to type into Amazon. Let's just leave
it. Like lady pipe.
I didn't even put anything like that in. I think Renee's got the measure of my mother. She loved it. You couldn't have any.
So are you sharing this thing?
I could do. I could press enter. Should I press enter?
Go on, press
enter. How many yeses can I get to should I press enter? Oh, talk about teasing. Teasy, tease, tease. Do you know what I haven't even done? I haven't even checked that the link that's on the clipboard's the right link. Because we wouldn't want to post the wrong link, would we? It's the right one. Now let's see how well they do with that. I think you might. You might. All right. Oi! Renee says yes. That's still only one. That's still only one. Come on. I'm going to need more than one. I definitely need more than one. Am I being teasy? I've worked hard on this, haven't I, Mike?
You have.
Yeah, I have. We'll give you the full story. Oi! There's two. Two. Let's go for three. Come on. Come on, young Jonathan. You can't disappear yet. Not until you've said yes. Yes, yes. Well, if you're going to have to shoot, are you going to come back? Are you going to come back? You might want to come back. Miracles have happened. We should get onto the Vatican, shouldn't we? You know, have this declared a miracle.
Yeah.
Because you do realise, don't you, that's two in 1 month. Oh, good grief.
Two what?
Shows. Will we get another one out before May? No. It's a short answer to that. No. Right, Jonathan, now you need to work out what's blurred and what's the title. Oh, poor Tony's lost with the email. Right. Remember, Tony, that when MacBite started way back in 2007, it was a podcast and it was only a podcast. So every time what the original podcast is now released, which obviously is not as often as we do a Marooned or even an After Hours, we have to have a big fuss. So we need to turn a boring Thursday into a fabulous Thursday with a new episode of MacBites, which will be premiering tonight, 46 minutes from now. It's all blurred. I know it's all blurred. Restarting the clock for a decent iMac launch. Jonathan, that's genius. That's genius. I didn't even give you one word today, did I? That's because I literally hadn't got the artwork finished at 7 o'clock and it still needed some tweaks. But it's finished now. So I didn't blur one word. But what I'll I didn't leave you one word. But what I'll tell you is you should guess the third line. So you can see that there's 5 lines of text. It's a long title. But you should get the third line. Oh, now, Paul, that's total genius. I'll go with whatever Kim figures out. iMac, Apple. Hey, Deb's got an and. Yay, there's an and in it. Let me have a look at Affinity Designer. Let me unblur it. Oh, honestly.
Third line is and, says Johnny.
The third line is and. Right,
we'll
well done,
that.
Everybody. Well done, everybody. We will indeed give you that. Right, so I need to find... Where's that gone? There we go. Right. I need to take the blur off.
The idea, Tony, is that you try and guess the title of the show.
Yes, and sometimes...
Based on the... see you, Johnny.
See you later, Johnny.
Based on the blurred picture. So you look at the blurred picture that Elaine posted the link of, and you try and guess what the show title is.
Yes.
And so far we've got the word and is in there.
Do we know how many words we're looking for? There's a huge clue there. There's a huge clue. I mean, you can see so much there. And like 137.
Because Tony's only ever listened to one show, he'll need a clue that we have very strange titles, don't we?
Oh, we do. We do have strange titles, but they're just so, so cute. And you look back years later and you know exactly what was in that show. The Revenge of the Fisher-Price iMac. That's a great title. I'm going to make notes of these. That is a good title. I can't actually say, Anthony, that the words Fisher-Price iMac weren't said, because they were. Possibly more than once.
There you go, Tony. I've put the link in again.
Right. Oh, red, orange and green hot air balloons. That's also a very, very good guess, Kim. I do think I might just have outwitted everybody this time, though. In fact, what was funny was we had a title and then I added two extra words to it. And that was the title. And then, as far as Mike knew, that was a title. And then I added another word to it. So at one point, Mike didn't even know the title. Are they pairs? Now, you know we're partial to a pair after the pre-pair debacle.
A pair of what?
A pair. A pair pair. A bear pair.
A bear pair.
A logo pair. A logo pair. Oh, they could be. Or flying penguins. Yeah, we do usually have a penguin, don't we? Oh, I love that you get so engaged with this, trying to work it out. What would I say with this one? Is it easy? It's not bad. It's not bad. In terms of what you're actually looking at. But I wouldn't say it was easy either. In terms of detail. I don't think the title has easy words in it. Let's put it like that. I'm going to have a busy night tonight, aren't I? Because I'm doing book club. Tonight we're actually reading. We're reading the book tonight. Are you going to join us again, Paul? Because we're actually reading the book tonight. That doesn't happen often, does it? Can I actually do this? Or has that got something going on? Let me have a go. It is. There it is. Right. So... We want that over there then, really, don't we? And then we need to do that with it. There we go. Ah, that's working quite nicely now. Anthony, that's a good call. Anthony thinks they could be the tags they've just brought out. That is a good call. Not right, but a good call. do you know, I should have thought of this. I think I should take on some suggestions before we actually do these things, you know. That might actually be a really
Sarah's
good idea.
Sarah's just logged in. So
you
we'll,
better
we'll,
put the
we'll,
link
we'll,
in
We'll
again.
Update Sarah. Hi, Sarah. Right. Something is happening in about 40 minutes. What is happening is...
We're premiering
a new
Mac
show.
Bites.
And we're all trying to guess. Well, you're trying to guess because we know.
not 100% sure Mike does know, actually.
The,
but
the title of the show. Based on the link that I've just uploaded.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. I'm telling you it is.
So if you go and have a look at that blurred poster and try and work out what the title of the next Mac Bites is, because it's the day when you least expect it.
Yes, and I think young Jonathan was least expecting it when he arrived But then, of course, what happened was I was saying, do we want to do this? Do we want to do that? And Jonathan's twigging. As he's going, he is twigging. But yes, today is the day. The day you least expect it. To be with you very shortly. Very shortly. I'm still tweaking here and thinking possibly need to make things darker. Now, I've got to leave it alone now, haven't I? Because you've got the blurred version. What I'm doing won't make that much difference, to be honest. What's that bit? Oh, is that white? I don't think so. Oh, it is. It's doing weird things. No, I think this is going to be just about perfect, if I say so myself. And I think I should. I think I should say it's going to be perfect. So, what has everybody been up to? Paul might be joining us, still trying to figure out the book club. Very different than what you've experienced before. Sure, if you can spend the amount of time necessary. Well, what's happening tonight? I mean, the way it's run, the original book club, it was actually reading the book. And you were supposed to read the book before you arrived, and then you would discuss it. And they would actually put you into breakout rooms to discuss it. But what then happened was, it's run slightly differently. So I think the power of this thing is actually in the daily writing prompts, which is a bit tricky if you've no idea how the daily writing prompts work. I think he explained that the first week, but you know, obviously I already knew from last time. But if you want me to help you set your page up, get you going with it, just let me know. Because everybody can edit everybody's page. So I can just put the writing prompts there for you if you want, if that would help. And then all you need to do is, where it's got like a bold bit and it says write 100 words about X, you just put that underneath in the framework. It's how to get the framework there first. So let me know, Paul. I can set that up for you if you want. I'm 2 days behind, but I'm getting there. I am actually getting there. Right, I think I'm happy with that, apart from that bit at the bottom that I'm not happy with at all. What on earth am I going to do about that? Because as I move, it's making it a very strange colour. I want it a kind of mint colour, and it's not a mint colour. How can I get it more minty? Is that... No, that's going yellowy. I just want it minty, and it's not going the right shade of mint for my liking. Need to fix that. Paul's trying to get the daily writing prompt. You've got a page started. Well, I can hop onto a Zoom with you if you want and actually do it with you, but you don't need to. You could just be online at the same time, and then I can type in and you'll see how it's working. But it's really straightforward. Let me have a look. Let's see where you're up to with it. Right.
Fine. I think that was your toy.
Oh, the dog treats?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that was on the way. Right, I'm logging in and getting me.
Well, something. The door just shut. I'll go and have a look.
You wrote notes about Sunday's Zoom meeting. Right, I'll have a look. You're trying to teach yourself some e-learning writing software. Oh, Articulate. I think Mike's got experience with that. Really enjoying it. Have a question for you experts. Does anyone know how to save a multi-page PDF as a single long file? Where's the content coming from, Sarah? So is it already a multi-page PDF or did it come from somewhere? Right. According to that, I've got... Oh, there's day 11. I've left day 11 at the bottom. My page is a bit of a mess at the moment. I need to deal with that. So let's put it at the top there. Right, let's go to see Paul. Right, can you see your page, Paul? If you go to your page, where you've got the About Me and stuff. Do you want me to put the proper About Me in it and show you how to do it? Because if you watch on your page right now, I could actually do it for you. So let me know. What are we talking about? Poor Tracy. Hello, Tracy. There's a new Mac Bytes. We're now talking about Book Club and a single long PNG. Where did it come from? Right, it's already a multi-page PDF, but you want to put it into an Articulate storyline so people can read it. And the only way you can think to do that is to add a scroll bar. It needs to be a PNG. Ooh, right. One way doesn't... I think Preview does that. if you go to preview, I think you can and open the PDF in preview. Can't you save it out as individual PNGs and then just put them overlay them one on top of the other? In, I know I wouldn't do it in Photo, I'd do it in Designer. And then you can export the whole thing from Designer as a PNG. Colours of traffic lights and something. Oh no, it's on a work PC. Oh dear. they won't be using preview then, will you? Unless you could put it on your own machine to do that with it. There are many things that will let you export as individual PNGs. You just have to consolidate it into a single one when you've done. I'm wondering if you could actually, if there were PNGs to start with, but multiple ones of them, if you transferred them to an iPad, you could possibly use Pixo. Is there a Pixo for Mac? Because that would be very useful, wouldn't it? Pixo. Let's have a look. No, there isn't. No. Nothing we do there is going to make that work. Isn't it amazing you can actually do better on an iPad? Try it on the iPad, see if it works with Pixo. Other than that, do it manually. You've got Adobe at work, but it's saving all as individual PNGs, the documents over 100 pages long. You didn't want to spend that long. Okay. Possibly you could still do that, this time in Photo, because there is a macro thing. But over 100 pages long as a PNG is going to be one almighty PNG. Have you got any tips for Articulate that could do that? It's Articulate she's trying to use.
Let me just go back. I haven't used Articulate for years.
I know you did used to use it, didn't you? Right, let's see where... 100 pages long, that's a new story.
Save a multi-page PDF as a single long PNG.
Tracy can't see the older chat entries. You should be able to. Have you clicked refresh at the bottom of the chat?
I had that problem the other day. There used to be a thing at the top that said see older entries.
I can't see that either. What's gone on with it?
Let me go into the back end, see if anything's changed.
There is a refresh button, but that is literally just refreshing, isn't it? It's saying that there's no more to see. I tell you what I could do to test it. Let me just try this. No, that's not what I'm looking for. And that's not what I'm looking for. What's the actual... Oh, I've looked at my bookmarks now. Giant Panda Cam. I could well end up slightly... seriously, slightly offbeat here. Right, let's have a look. Yes, Mike, the older entry thing is on the actual raw page.
Yeah, I know.
But why is it not showing in here?
I don't know.
Have you deleted it somewhere?
I haven't done anything.
Right, Tracy.
I'm seeing if they've changed.
There's a link, Tracy, that will take you. If you go there, that will put the chat in one single page. And at the very, very top, it says older messages. So you'll at least be able to catch up with what we're doing here. All right, I need to move down again. They just have to confirm that they've read it. It would be better showing a PDF, but Articulate Storyline doesn't do shit. No, and plus the fact, if it was a two-page thing, three-page thing, but 100 reading it on the screen, many people would maybe want the PDF and then to read the PDF. So that is tricky. Oh, there you go. Renee's got a service that'll do it. But I still think 100 pages where you're scrolling down, because it's that long, somebody might want to come back to it later. And then that brings into play, have they got a way of saving where they were, like a bookmarking thing? I can see, let me get my other browser up. I can see, Paul, what you've put. I love the way you've worded it, more freeform than I expected. It was total chaos for 10 minutes. More freeform than I expected. Oh, you can do my next copywriting, Paul. That's brilliant. Then good conversation. There's a lot of conversation, isn't there? No one reads it anyway. That's pretty much e-learning, though, isn't it, Sarah? I just think 100 pages is probably a little bit
too
much.
We've got to do e-learning.
Yeah, but what do they embed? They embed videos, don't they? And they embed like quizzes.
No, we've got to create e-learning.
So what are you embedding?
Probably videos and text and all that jazz.
Would you know, we've actually...
It's something that the higher-ups came up with. We've got an objective that as a team we've got to do X number of e-learnings in the year. And like Sarah says, nobody ever watches them anyway. I'd be better off spending my time creating new courses or delivering courses or creating videos.
I agree, but they have their quotas to meet, don't they? You know, and that's it. That's all they care about. Yeah. Their little quotas to meet. I think I'm happy with that now. I'm still tweaking one element on this poster that's just not quite the right shade. This is how hours are lost, you know, when you're working. It's nearly there, but not quite. I'm going to tweak it just fractionally. Don't want to tweak it too much. Anyway, I went to look for something, didn't I? What was I looking for? I didn't want to look for that. What on earth was I looking for? I was heading off to look for something. Never mind, it'll come back to me.
PDF to PNG.
No, I don't think I've got anything that would do that. Mainly, I want to like explode PDFs. I wonder if you could do it with a browser. This might you might be able to do it with this automatically. If you'd got a browser with the PDF in it, you might be able to take a scrolled capture. So let's see if I can do it with this chat here. It's on the bottom. So I'm in Vivaldi, and there is an option in Vivaldi to take a full page capture. So if you could see the PDF, you open the PDF up in Vivaldi and you could see it, there's an opportunity that you may be able to capture the PDF as an individual thing. Let me have a look if it did it. It did with this, but this isn't a PDF. So if I could find an online manual for something. Let's have a look. I actually want a PDF. I'm never going to be able to find a PDF now, am I? I've got lots of PDF editors and stuff like that coming up, but not an actual PDF. I know where we've got a PDF. Oh, of course I know where we've got a PDF. Guess where? Recording notes. So I just need to go to the Dropbox folder for MacBytes. And in there is the recording notes. And in there is the recording notes that we used. So can I actually open that up? In there. Can I open a PDF in there? Oh, it's struggling. Get finger eight from scrolling to the bottom to select the next page. That is a bit on the long side. But if they've got to say they've read it, then you need to provide a way that they can see it to at least say that they've read it. Do you know what I did years ago? This was after I'd finished... I think I'd even got to the stage. I was doing my MCSE, which is Microsoft Certified System Engineer series of exams. So I was in the midst of about 19 exams. And this thing came up. And I ended up at college. And I think it was a BECTEC. A BECTEC is a... What's that they stand for?
I can't remember.
It's a qualification somewhere... between an A-level and a degree, an undergraduate degree. And I ended up doing this. It was quite basic by comparison to the MCSE stuff. So I went through it. And you know when you know more than you are supposed to know to be at that level taking that exam, that happened. So there was this question and I thought, that's a bit off. And the answer really could have been A or B. And it was a practical thing that you were supposed to actually go through and save it. So I did it in a certain way. And at the time, it was running off a floppy disk. So you can tell how long ago it was. But that was me. So there I am with this thing. And I'd finished it. And then I realised that I'd misread it. So at that point, I thought, well, what am I going to do? Because I'd already finished it and it was on the floppy disk. And I thought, well, I can open the file and I can edit it. You know, and I can fix it. I can then do it the way that they wanted it done, not actually the right way. But I thought the problem with that is the file is going to have the wrong time and date stamp. It's not going to have the time and date stamp that I particularly needed I thought, what am I going to do? So I ended up taking the file off the floppy disk, making the changes, then using an application to change the time and date and then put it back on the floppy disk. There's always a way to cheat, basically. So most people wouldn't have the ability to do that. So if you say to them, you know, here's this file, and they've got to go through it, and then they tick something, yeah, there's no guarantee they've actually been through it, because you can cheat. Quite happily cheat. There's always going to be a way. I think you just have to provide them with it. What I'd say with that is, though, I'm assuming you've been provided with that to include in the e-learning. I'd have to question the person who thinks it's wise to put that in the e-learning, because that's a hefty document. That's a book in its own right. How many seats to Hazel? I think it's your personal number of max, because I certainly have it on more than one. Let's have a look what I put in it. It changed itself to Bing. And I'm not getting... Oh, dear. There's some very dodgy results I'm getting.
I haven't done anything in the back end, but I have just scrolled up and I do get that thing now that says older messages.
How bizarre. Right.
It will open it in a separate window. I think it always did.
That's not ideal, though, is it? Purchase a license. Let's have a look. There's a family pack, but I'm pretty sure that a personal license was for as many Macs as you owned. Understand the demo mode. Oh, I do remember there was a real issue when they created this. And the demo mode didn't work, so I was forced to go through and actually buy it. I remember that. Do you know, it doesn't actually say on there, does it? I wonder. Because I would have gone for a family pack if I needed to. So the fact that I didn't means I'm imagining it's per user, up to possibly a limit. That there's five members of the household for a family pack, but that is considerably more. The good thing is, if you're upgrading that, it's still only £20 to upgrade it. Oh, two machines. I did not know that. Oh, no. That's not good. How many have I got it on? She did a quick count. Well, put it like this, I don't think it stops you, but I actually thought it was all your Macs. Oh, dear. I wonder if it's in there. Let's have a look. Why would I have thought that? Does it mention it in here? Licensing issues. Oh, there's one. Right. There we go. There you go. It is on the site. It looks like it's in... is that in their support thing? Thing that annoys me with that is, it says you can use it on up to two machines. But does that mean have it installed, or does it mean use? Because use means sat at it, using it. That's a bit unclear, to be honest. Households of up to five people or machines, whichever comes first. Single user license and you need to use it on more machines, then contact support. Non-commercial use, blah, blah, blah. Well, I must never have known that. Let's have a look what I've put in 1Password, because I usually put in the number of licenses. Let's have a look what we've got. What's up out now? Is it Hazel 5? No, I don't have it written down in there, so it looks like it's 2. I didn't know that, she said, with 5 Macs. Oh, dear. Maybe I didn't. No, I didn't get a family licence. I'm sure I didn't get a family licence. But never mind. That's not good. I think they should all do it the way Adobe do it and Microsoft, which is now really easy to manage. Install it as many times as you like. But the activation server, make sure you're only using them one at a time or two at a time. That's much better. But something like Hazel's fairly like small and innocuous. So I think they could be a little bit more generous with that. A little bit more generous. But put it like this. It's not activated in terms of it phones the mothership. They actually send you a license file. So it's like a little text file and you need to drag and drop it into the license pane. It's never stopped me and said, excuse me, you know, you've used it on more than two Macs. And I never use two Macs at the same time where I'm using Hazel. Now, actually, that is interesting because of the way Hazel works. Hazel's working in the background. So even if I'm not sat at a machine, Hazel could actually be doing stuff. So I guess the licensing, that is actually quite difficult for them to deal with. But Typeinator deal with it. Typeinator is per Mac. And you just add on licenses and they give you another license key. So we have 10 licenses for that here, and we keep a track in 1Password, a shared vault, of what serial number is active on what machine. And that way we manage it that way. So it can be done. Maybe they're just not bothering. Ooh, Deb has been doing a course on Adobe Acrobat DC. Oh, no. It's boring. So far, not doing anything that other programs can do. It's not doing anything other programs can do. Listening at 1.5 speed, sometimes faster. Oh dear. Acrobat DC is not good though, is it? I presume you mean on the Mac. They had it about right. I think the last version was possibly Acrobat 10 or 11. And then they went and they called it DC, which is Document Creator, isn't it? And I opened it and I thought, what is this? It's horrific. The interface, it was designed by Fisher-Price for an iPad. So you've got these huge icons. Whereas before, everything that you wanted was available from the toolbar or a menu option. So because you've got this interface thing going on, they've made it that you need to drill down. So the first thing you need to do is work out what section, arbitrary section, in their mind, the feature is that you're looking for. So say you want to put a watermark on it. You're gazing at it thinking it's probably not read mode, but it's difficult to work out where it is. When you've guessed, you then tap on the icon and then it drills you down and then you get more features. It's horrible. It was designed for an iPad. But as I always say, when Steve Jobs brought out the iPad at the very beginning, he said, things will need to be reimagined for this new form factor. I'm fine with that. So if you look at something like Scrivener on an iPad, it's not as powerful as it is on the Mac. But that's because it's on an iPad. So it needs to be touch enabled. It needs to work for the device. But the same holds good for the Mac. In that case, something should be designed for the Mac. Case in point, it's easy to scroll left to right on an iPad. On the Mac, it is if you're using a Magic Mouse or a compatible mouse. But if you're not, then it's not easy to scroll side to side. What they used to do in Numbers was your tabs were listed on the left and you scrolled up and down to get to them. It was fabulous. Now you've got to scroll across. And if you can imagine that, you have to scroll more scrolling across than you would if you were scrolling up or down. Because each tab, if you're scrolling up or down, it's the same height, but not all the tabs are the same width. It depends on the title that's on the tab. It's horrible on the desktop, but it kind of works on an iPad. But they never acknowledge that the different form factors of the devices, Acrobat should not look like that, should not work like that. But they've not been moved, and I think it's... I'm trying to think now. I don't think they've updated the interface in at least 4 years. So I thought, oh, we'll all go through the pain of this one and then they'll come to their collective senses, but they've not. So it's either 4 or possibly even 5 years. Renee, I'm loving that one. I'm going to have to write that one down. Delving into the dongle drawer for toys of an adult nature. That's genius. That is genius. I love it. Oh, the DC document cloud. Oh, I don't think I've ever saved anything up there, Deb. The only thing that works really well on Acrobat that I've not found to work as well on anything else is if you've got a document and it's got some text on it and you want to get rid of the text. So think like, oh, potentially, you know, obviously just throwing this out there, an ugly watermark on every page that says this copy for. You can actually set up a find and replace that does the lot at once. And that's the only thing I found to be any use at all. It's my own text. It's from MacBytes 137. Is it? Oh, right. Okay, then. It's still not the title, though. Not the title. We're getting there. Oh, Tracy's got a lettuce crop and rocket. I think Mum used to have rocket lettuce. Let's have a look. Oh, it's doing that. You've got to log into Slack thing and I'm not going to let you again. Oh, how annoying. I'll have to go to Slack and do it in there. Right, where am I? Oh, my. I'm loving the Larry the Cat thing. Is that... Tell me that's a mock-up of Downing Street, not what Downing Street looks like, because it's horrific. No. Oh, trio bars. 5 toffee trio bars. I'm loving that. And there's the lettuce. Oh, wow. No, things don't grow green in my garden unless they're weeds. But now I've seen Apple Park and they're rewilding, I don't feel half as bad about our garden now. Our garden's much better. I don't know where Renee's got that from. Let's find out. It's not available for download yet. No, it's not. I'm thinking, did I? No, I didn't. I've not done anything to it. I'm told you I'm on the death with this. I haven't even exported the poster where you can see the title yet. I'm getting onto it, obviously, but I'm a bit behind at the moment. Oh, good grief. You see this from Alistair. Alistair's had a problem with iCloud. It's a bug. It's been there since Catalina was in beta. I mean, really? That's shocking. That'd be over 2 years then, wouldn't it? And then he's running a Hazel rule on it to put it back in the original place. There's no words for Apple and their idiocy. Am I ordering anything tomorrow? I don't actually know at this point. I need to see Mike about that. 13 minutes to showtime. Do you think young Jonathan will make it back in time? No. Right, I'm going in to Affinity Designer and I'm going to... That green's still not right. Oh, it's playing with my head, that green. It needs to be right and it's not right. It's better than it was, but it's not right. I'm going to make that right. Oh, Sarah, has anyone guessed anything correct on the picture yet? Yes, the word and. But also a couple of other words have been mentioned. I will give a shout out to the person who mentioned them because they are correct. They are totally correct. Why am I not getting the right colour that I want on here, though? This is so annoying. I want it to be more minty than it actually is. It's going kind of yellowy, not minty. I wanted it minty, not yellow. Can't get it right. Oh, it'll do, but you know what I mean. You know when in your mind you know exactly what you want it to be and it's not the right colour because it's too yellowy. That. Maybe I need to move that over to the green and get more green in it and then make it lighter. There's some weirdness going on with it. That's the problem. I think it's got some kind of effect on it. And if I take it down too far, then it's not green enough. But I'm not getting this nice, crisp mint colour that I'm looking for. But you know what? I am going to have to leave it alone or we're not going to get it exported. Right. Yes, three words have been guessed if you include the and. Is the last word on the first line the? No, Tracy, it's not. In fact, let me just have a look at that. Where did we put that? There it is. That's really interesting, that. What I'm going to tell you now, because, you know, we've only got 11 minutes. There is only one word on the first line. But looking at that blurred one, it looks like there's two. But it's only one word. Which, if you know the font, might give you a clue as to why it looks like two. But let me get back in there because I need to do a proper exporter of the real thing so you can see. I also need to actually get the show keyed up. Because the show isn't even keyed up to play yet. Did I mention on the death? Right, let's do an export of that. I haven't even done the rest of it. So I need to go into there and do with that one. Now, would you guess it? Let me have a think. Would you guess it? You would if you listened to some of the stuff that we've been talking about. Let me just have a think with that as well. I've just had another thought here, Mike. You see that traffic light thing in the middle?
Mm.
Does that actually need to be yellow or should it be amber? No, it doesn't look right in amber. We'll leave it yellow. There we go. Right. I'm calling it done. It's done, because if I don't, I'm never going to get it exported. Right, that's the post-it on. Now I need to go and find the show. Ooh, Renee thinks he sees the Angry Birds. Now, it's interesting that you mentioned that, Renee, because when I was looking for a font to use, and I usually go for the same one, I do have a font installed called Angry Birds, and I did look at it and think, I wonder if that one would work. We've had three out of the 33% you've guessed the words. But no, the blurry bits, no. We've had penguins suggested, with other, but no, you've not got the actual thing. Kim and Joy's Angry Bird font. I would have gone for it, but I think the one I've gone for just suits it better. It looks like a group of fruit to Tracy. Now, somebody did mention it being a pear, didn't they? Were they pears? I actually think for what they are, there is a big clue that you've clearly totally missed. But there is a huge clue as to what they actually are. Is it Timmy? No, Timmy would never make it onto a Mac Bites poster. Good grief, no. No, we can't have Timmy doing that. Timmy gets put in his place, I would say. Is it chicken? It could actually look like a chicken, couldn't it? It could look like an egg with a chicken hatching out of it. However, it's not. Right, let me go find the show. Because the show is already in there, but it's not made public yet. So I need to go find it. So I'll grab that and we'll put that. Where are we going to put that? We'll put that there. Well, it has to think about it, because it does actually have to download it from where it is. But it won't take that long because it is 62 meg. Right. And from there, I need to get it where it needs to be, which is at the top of there, which will move everything else down. But never mind. We'll do it anyway. Right. It is getting keyed up, ready to play. It's pondering itself at the moment. There we go. Right. Now, how long is it? It's 1 hour and something. Do we want to guess the duration? Over 1 hour. Where's Debbie when we need her? Exactly. Exactly. Oh, do you know, more than one person has said AirTags. I'm not buying AirTags, though. Is it AirTags? No, it's not AirTags. It's not. We picked something that's actually quite a small story and then made the show title out of it because it's kind of cute. That's what we did with it. But no, it's not AirTags. AirTags do get a mention. But no, it's not AirTags. Actually, while we're on, does anybody else use tiles? The actual square tile thing with a hole in the corner? Let me know. I don't. I've never had a need. And obviously not leaving the house with no intention of leaving the house. Probably this year. I don't particularly need any AirTags, do I? So I talked myself out of it. But I was wondering how the tile thing worked. So I wondered if anybody had got a tile. Oh, Anthony's got a tile. Do you need to be in the vicinity of other tile users? Or does the thing that's lost need to be in the vicinity of other tile users to actually work? Because I don't think they've made that clear. And then Apple came out and did make it clear. And then I got down a rabbit hole to do with Ultra something or other, which is some service that Apple have got that they can call on that others can't. And that's why Tile are up in arms. So, oh, Tile might join the Epic Games debate, mightn't they? Suing Apple. Everybody's suing Apple. Tracy, be afraid of losing a tile. You need a tile to track your tile. That's what I'm wondering. How on earth does that work? There must be some kind of app. So I'm thinking like how I would install one of the light bulbs and turn it on and off from the app, or have the A-lady do it. So I'm thinking it must work something like that. Because Mike was sitting there nursing my iPad, using it to get to the CCTV stuff. And I said, why don't you just ask the A-lady to see it? As long as you know what the device is called, you can say, show me. and then whatever it is. So show me the front garden, show me the office window, show me the back garden, and it will. You obviously have to have A-Lady-enabled devices, but it works. And I was wondering if the tile thing did that. Oh, Renee, if it was only as easy as hanging an AirTag on it. I think one of the things with the AirTags that people looked at and thought, but just a minute, is the fact that the AirTags themselves need to have some kind of case to work. Which, if you think about it, that's clever marketing. Did we mention it's only $29? Oh, by the way, there's this lovely case, $449. You okay with that? Like, no, I'm not. I still want to track people with it. Well, not people in general, obviously, just my people. Lola and Mike. But apparently it would self-destruct, wouldn't it, Mike?
Mm.
Yeah, so that's not going to work. So I'll just have to use his phone to track him instead. Which just, you know, I'm sure people with coercive control are already doing that. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, we have it turned on all the time. You can turn it on for like a 5-minute thing, can't you? But, you know, there are legitimately times when you might want to track a person. So I'll give you an example. We had this lady at church who took up marathon running. She did half marathons. Her husband didn't. So he would meet her or arrange to meet her at various points along the marathon route and give her water. And he said, I've got to sort of time it right. Based on her times in training, you've got to time it right. And then he'd got to keep a real close eye out because obviously people are running past you at such a rate and he didn't want to miss her. So I said, well, why don't you just track each other? And they went, what? And now they both had Androids, didn't they?
Yeah.
But you can turn it on in Google Maps for like 3 hours. So during the race, it's turned on and it worked brilliantly. So I had to talk them through it. This is 11:30 in the parish centre and she's doing the race at 1. Talk them through turning it on, got it all turned on. Then it was like, well, you go outside to the front of the church. Let's see if we can see you. And you could. And they came back the next week and said, oh, it's life changing. But you're tracking a person. And Apple don't want you to track a person, but there are occasions that would be useful. Yeah, I said the same, Paul. Those leather cases, are they insane? But they must have a market. They must do. I did find one on Amazon, $3.99. It was like a plastic silicon thing. And I thought, well, do you know, I put silicon on my phone. And I think that they're one of the best cases that I've ever had. So putting this thing in like a silicon, it even came with a ring thing at the top. So it was like a key ring, but silicon. And I thought, well, I quite like the silicon thing. So I'd probably go for that. Right. Anthony says you can either use them just in the range of the tile or you can have other people's devices to detect the tiles. What I did read in relation to that, Anthony, was that it was you had to actually opt in. It was a voluntary thing. Which, like I said, is kind of, you know, if I want to use other people's, then I'm going to have to let other people's use mine kind of thing. But then the efficacy of it depends on how many tiles are out there and how many tiles are within range of you and your lost device. So, an interesting concept. Oh, Kim had GPS for Kiva. Another waste of time and money. I did suggest that to Kath and Kaz for Elsa. But when it arrived, I don't think they checked the size of it and it was huge. So Kath said to me, I think it's a bit big for the cat. And she sent a picture. And I said, oh, well, never mind. There's always Joe. So I don't know whether when Joe goes out, Joe gets tracked. Apple add €35 to the price of an AirTag just by not drilling a hole in it. Great marketing. Exactly. Exactly. The thing is, though, to be circular, wouldn't it have a problem in that it would look like a dog tag? Whereas the tile, the bit in the corner actually looks quite nicely designed. But with it being circular, the other thing they could do is put a hole in the middle of it. But they can't really do that because the battery and technology is in there. So I thought the other option would be to add a tag, like a loop to it at the top. But they wouldn't do that because of the aesthetics. So literally, it then just becomes, well, do you know what? You need to buy a case or slip it in somewhere. Oh, ridiculous, ridiculous. Right, Paul's got one here. Let's have a look at that. Oh, hang on. I've just added this. This is what I got to the end. So I'm not going to see much from there, am I? Right, let's put that in. Oh, now that's nice. not seen anything like that here. That is nice. Unfortunately, over here, Paul, you'll love this. The price is $13.99, no problem. But obviously, this is from Amazon.com. The postage, that's $19.99. So, former £29 device, I'd need $13.99 to buy that, and then $19.99 to ship it, but that's nice. Tell you what I'll do. I'll do the trick that I usually do, which is if you change the .com to .co.uk, if it's available here, oh, it is, $9.99, delivery at no extra cost to Prime members. That's nice. I like that. I do think that is nice. I actually think that looks much nicer than when it's in the Apple's own stuff. No, that is nice. Classy, Paul. Classy. Liking that. Ooh, what's Renee got in there? £3 instead of 30. Oh, I'm loving these cases. This is brilliant. And you know, they're all going to be much nicer. They, you see, they do look nice. They are very inexpensive considering that they're not the silicone ones, are they? They've actually got like stitched leather on them or faux leather. They are nice. You see, now you're tempting me and I don't need one. I'm not leaving the house. But now I want one because I like the cases. Oh, Paul's thing's not available for poor Tracy. Oh, Tracy. Is there anything that's available in Spain that's not available anywhere else to make up for this? Right, I need to share a new piece of artwork, don't I? The words that were got, that were guessed, were and traffic lights. Now, I thought traffic lights you would all get because, you know, there's a traffic light there, but you didn't. Tony got traffic lights. Congratulations, Tony. Let's get that, make sure it's the right link, and then I will share it. And you need to tell me what story that's in relation to. There we go. There is the final out. And you know what? Young Jonathan, not here. Not here. He's missing the grand unveiling of this. There we go. What could that be in relation to? Can you spot the green I wasn't happy with? No, it's fine now. I'm happy with that green now. It looks fine. One Audio Tetronics. Which of the headphones do I like the best? Tetronics. Let me get the link for that one. They went down in price. I think it's because they brought a new version out. And the problem with them bringing out a new version is that I much prefer the old ones. And sometimes when I actually bought the headphones that I bought, Tronics, there we go. Oh, they've got lots of earbuds now and all other kinds of stuff. I'm wondering if they still sell those headphones, because the new model comes out and, you know, sometimes it's not as good. When I read the reviews that led me to buying the one that I did. Why have you put the word headphones at the beginning? Crying out loud. Right, let's just take that. When I read the review, the more expensive pair, they said, no, it's not as good. I'm looking now and I don't see the ones that I had. There is one here, but they're not the ones that I've got at all. And they're out of stock as well. And underneath it, they're not listed there either. So what I'll do is I'll go get my previous orders. Because Mike luckily just got a pair, didn't you? You unboxed those.
Yeah.
Putting it in the wrong search box. Right, there's the search box. Headphones. Dread to think how many headphones I've bought over the years. Hybrid noise cancelling, unavailable. So now you can't buy them here either, Tracy. Not even second hand. But I'll send you the link anyway. And that's the one I've got. They are comfortable. The sound is fantastic. They've got the DJ plug. They work with Bluetooth and the noise cancelling is brilliant. Right. Oh, Paul got the ones I recommended. They've been great so far. I just love them. I think they're so comfortable. One user, two machines. Need family pack for more machines. I'm going to have to look at what I've got then. Did I go for the family pack? I can't remember. Can't remember. I did get some, going back to the headphones, really expensive headphones a good while back, about £160, 14 years ago. And they were really nice. They were comfortable. Sound was great. But the noise cancelling never did much as far as I was concerned. Whereas the noise cancelling on those Tetronics is really good. If I can tell the difference, it's really good. So it's really good. And the Beats Studio. Yeah, BC Renee, you are a connoisseur of headphones. I'm like, how much? But you have AirPods Max. Whereas again, I looked and thought, how much? If the AirPods Max had been about £150, would I have bothered? And I honestly think these Tetronics are that good. No, I wouldn't. And I also got a pair of AirBuds, earbuds of some description. They're not Apple ones. They are amazing. They are pretty amazing. Price, £16. Only got them as a backup. They're amazing. So just, you know, sometimes it's like if they're particularly what you want, then go for them. But sometimes if you're not overly bothered, you just want something decent. It doesn't actually have to be an Apple one. There you go. And I've never tried the Beats. Never tried Beats. Never tried the AirPods Max. What else have I had over the years? The one that Tracy's talking about, let's go back, was the one I was using before this. It was called One Something. Let's look up headphones and One. Is it One Audio, One Something? One Audio. I think, Mike, you had a pair of those, didn't you? That was the one that broke.
Yeah.
But this was the other one. So I'll send Tracy the other one. These are still available. I would say with these, the sound quality is great. They're great for editing. They don't look as nice as the other ones, and there's no noise reduction on them. But, you know, if you're just after a reasonable pair of headphones, then sound-wise, they're fairly decent. And you can get a pound off if you want glittery silver. That's bad. Right, so have you all seen the title? Were you anywhere near getting any one of those? Tony missed the punchline on all of that. Who? Well, you got traffic lights. So there was a congratulations, Tony. The only three words that were guessed was and traffic lights. And Tony got the traffic lights. So well done to Tony. So we'll do an out on here and then we'll do an in on the other show. So for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.